Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Yisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz accepting the Hachzakas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah says, Kol Ayad Hamar Belivdaik, Binoshim Mishubachas Uvanoshim Tikotzates. Any yad that's marbe to make bedikas by women, it's praiseworthy, but by anoshim, it's no good, Tikotzates. The Rishonim ask a kasha that how does our Mishnah shtim with the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that says that Bo Mine Rav Zera Mirav Yehuda Isha Mau Shetivdaik Atzma Lebaila. Should a woman make bedikis labailo? Amar lei loy tivdaik. She shouldn't. V'tivdaik umabekach. Why not? The Gemara says, imkein libay noikfa yupayrish. He'll be nervous and he'll be pyrish from his wife. So you see that it's not a good thing for a woman to make bedikis labailo. It's going to make him nervous. He's going to be pyrish. So the Rosh over here in Simon Aleph says, umayri beisha asuka betairis. Aval eino asuka betairis ein lo livdai klal shelo yehei libay noikfa yupayrish. Our Mishnah is talking about an isha that's asuka betairis, and then we say that it's a milo for her to check. But if she's not asuka betairis, then adarabo, it's not a good thing. Kedei shelo yehei libay noikfa yupayrish. The tour in Yeridaya Simon Kuf Pei Dalid, based on the Rashba in Teres HaBayis, in Bayis Zayin, Shar Zayin, says that the chilik between our Mishnah and the Gemara earlier is that the Gemara earlier is talking Lifnei Tashmish. So then, she shouldn't because of Libay Noikvayu Pirish. But Kolayada Marba Livdaik of our Mishnah means Shaloi Bishas Tashmish. When it's not Bishas Tashmish, then Harezu Mishubachas. So at first, when I saw the Rashi in the Mishnah that brings in Baila, Rashi says, "Binoshim mishubachas shemitoich kach loyasi lidei sofik tuma ubaila loyasi lidei yisura." So Rashi is clearly learning that the shvach of the Mishnah is legabe Baila. So lechayra, that sounds like the tour that even legabe Baila, there's a maila when it's shaloi b'shas tashmish. But according to the Rosh, we're talking about an Isha that's Asuka B'Tairis. We're talking Legabe Tairis. We're not talking Legabe Baila. But the emes is that Rashi could shtim with the Rosh also, because the Rosh doesn't say that the Mishnah is only talking Legabe Tairis. He says that we're talking about an Isha that's Asuka B'Tairis. And the Gemara said earlier on Yad Aleph Amid Beis that by an isha that's asuka b'tairis, there's a svar of a migu. That migu debaya b'dika l'tairis, baya nami b'dika l'baila. Rashi was masber, migu debaya b'dika l'tairis la'achar tashmish, shemaruaso la'achar tashmish, machmas tashmish, baya nami b'dika l'baila lifnei tashmish. We see that once an isha's asuka b'tairis and she needs a b'dika for tairis, so then migu that she needs a bedika l'tayr, she needs a bedika l'bayla also. So Mamela Rashi in our Mishnah that says that the maila of the noshim making the bedika is that now bayla l'yasi l'dayi sura can fit with the rush, because by an isha that's asuka b'tayris, so then there's the inyan of bedikas l'bayla also, and through that bayla l'yasi l'dayi sura. It's interesting that the Lashon HaRashba later on Tezayin Amud Beis and Dibur HaMaschil Ha when he brings the din of our Mishnah, he says, "Kolayat hamar belivdeik benoshim ligabe tyris harezu mishubachas." That's mashma that the shvach of the Mishnah is ligabe tyris, but the lashon of the Rosh is that we're talking about an isha that's asuka betyris. But avada, the shvach of the Mishnah is negeya even ligabe baila because of the bedikis lebaila that come. Mikayach the Migu. The Madana Yomtif over here speaks out that this whole rush that has to make an Akimta by that we're talking about an Isha that's Asuka Betairis, the Chayra is not necessary. If you say, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, that the rush brought at the end of the first parak, and that's also the Shita Sarambam in Parak Dalid, Mehilchas Yisurei Bia, Halachas Yodalid through Tez Zayin, that a isha she'ein la vest is mechuyiv to make bedikas lebaila, even if she's not asuka betairis. She has to make bedikas lebaila lifnei tashmish and la'achar tashmish. And a isha she'esh la vest has to make bedikas la'achar tashmish, and the tznuais are machmir to make a bedika even when they have a vest, lifnei tashmish. And the Rambam, Rabbeinu Chananel, learned like Rashi's second shot on Yud Beis Amid Beis in the Man De Masni Ha Loi Masni Ha. So according to them, we see that there's an inyan of Bedikas Labaila, even by an Isha that's not Asuka Betairis. Lifnei Tashmish, La'achar Tashmish. And they have a different shot in the Gemara Yud Beis Amid Aleph that says that Isha Mausha Tivdaik Atzma Labaila, and the Gemara says him Kein Libay Naikva Yupirish, the Ran at the end of the first parak says that they have a different pshat in that Gemara. It's not coming to say that they shouldn't make bedikas lifnei tashmish. It means that they shouldn't make a bedika immediately after the bedika, after the tashmish, kedei lechayev is baila achatos or an asham tolui, like the Gemara over there says behemshech on the top of Yud Beis Amid Aleph. But avada, there is a maila in a isha making bedikis lifnei tashmish lachar tashmish. Even a isha sheyesh lo vest, the tznuais are machmer on themselves to make a bedika lifnei tashmish. So then the Mishnah's misparish kipshutai kolayad amar belivdaik pinoshim mishubachas. Only according to Shitas Rashi on Yud Beis Amid Beis and other Rishonim who say that the man de masni ha loy masni ha is not a chazara, is not a machloikis on this that we said on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, that the din of a isha making bedikis is only when she's asuka betairis. So then we need these other mahalchim and how to understand the noshim mishubachas of our Mishnah, either like the Rosh is saying that we're talking about an isha that's asuka betairis, or like the Tor is saying that we're talking shaloi b'shas tashmish. Next inyan. The Gemara asks, Maishno noshim u'maishno anoshim. What's the difference between women and men, that by women being marba medikos is mishubachas, and by men it's tikotzeitz, it's usur? The Gemara answers, Noshim la v'nois hargosha ninu mishubachos, anoshim d'bnei hargosha ninu tikotzeitz. Rashi's Masber, Hargosha Shem is Dazin Evarov Kishem is Chameim V'roya Keri. By men, being Mimashmesh causes Chimum, and that brings him to see Keri. The Tosfei Harosh over here brings B'Shem Rashi, we don't have, that says the other side of the coin, Noshim Delav V'nois Hargosha Ninu Pirish Rashi She'enon Mischamemais V'roya Is Keri Machmas Mishmush. That by women, being mimashmesh they're not mischamemais through that, does not cause an arousal, and they don't see keri machmas mishmush. So Tosei Harosh is medayik from Rashi mashma, ha'im mischamemais osir. It's mashma that if the metzias would have been that noshim would be mischamemais from the mishmush, then it would be osir. Alma noshim usharois al ashchos azera. So we see that noshim are also muzharos on hashchos azera. It's mevur in the Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph that noshim also have zera. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon Shloisha Shutfin Yesh Ba'adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'aviv Ve'imai Aviv Mazriya Haloiven Shemimenu Atzameis Ve'gidim Mitzipar Naim U'mayach Sheberoishai Ve'loiven Sheba'ayin Imai Mazras Oidim Shemimenu Oiru Basar Ve'sairis Ve'shachar Sheba'ayin. So we see that the mother also is Mazras. The Gemara over there at the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph says, Om Rav Yitzhak, Om Rav Ami, Isha Mazras Tchila, Yeledes Zachar, Ish Mazriya Tchila, Yeledes Nekeva, Shenemar Isha Kisazriya V'yolda Zachar. There is a mitzias of Zerah HaIsha. What exactly the Zerah HaIsha is a discussion. Take a look in the Rambam, Perek Hei, Mehilchasi Surei Bia, Halacha Dalid, and the Ramban at the beginning of Tazriya, and in the Madana Yom Tov over here in Ois Beis, exactly in the Mahus of the Zerah HaIsha. But there is a Zerah HaIsha, and on that, Rashi's telling us that Noshim are Muzharis on Ashchos HaZerah. And the only reason why there's no problem for Noshim to be Mimashmesh is because that the Noshim are not Mischamimais. It does not cause an arousal of them seeing Zera. Rashi is Lishitasai, because the Gemara in Yevamis, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, says, Toni Rav Bibi Kameid Rav Nachman, Sholesh Noshim Misham Shais B'moich, Ketana Mu'uberes U'meinika, Ketana Shema Tisaber V'Shema Tomus, Mu'uberes Shema Tasa U'brosando, Meinika Shema Tigmoil B'na V'yomus. Divrei Rabbi Meir, if a ketana muberes and meinika are misham shoyz b'moich. Rashi learns over there, gimel noshim misham shoyz b'moich means mutarais losais moich b'makim tashmish. They're allowed to put a wad, an absorbent material, in the place of Tashmish, Kidei Shelo Yisabru, in order that they should not become Mu'ubarais. And Tosis over there, in Dibra Maschol Shalish Noshim, says that from Rashi we see that these Noshim are Mutter, but Tzmashma that other Noshim are Aser to put a Meich. Why? Mishum Hashchos HaZera. Afal Gav Doloi Mifkido Apiria Verivya. Even though Noshim are not mitzuvahs in Pirya Verivya, but still you see from Rashi that other Noshim, besides for these, are usher to put a meich. These Noshim are mutter. Vaistais other Noshim are usher. Why? Because they're being mashchis, the zera of the ish, and that's usher even though they don't have a mitzvah of pruervu. And Taisus says that it's also mashma like that in Nida Daf Yud Gimel, that it says, Kolayad Hamarva Livdaik Benoshim Meshubachas Banoshim Tikotzeitz. And the Gemara says, because Noshim are Lav Benois Hargosha Ninu. It's mashma that if they would have been Benois Hargosha, it would have been Aser. The Tosei Arosh by us continues that it's also mashma from Rabbeinu Chananel that Noshim are Muzhores on Ashchos HaZera, because he says a different pshat in the Gemara. That Noshim lav benois hargosha ninu means that they see dam without hargosha. There's a mitzias that Noshim could see dam without feeling it. So it's mashma, says the Tosfei Arosh, that he means to say that even though through mishmush they are moitzi zera levatola, but still good for her to be baidik in order to be mafrish, to separate herself from being metame tyrus and from living with her baal betuma, mashenkein anoshim that don't see carry without hargosha. So why should they bother checking? They know if they had a ria of carry because they would have felt it. So there's no point in being baidik. But had Anoshim, if the Mitzias would have been that Anoshim can see Keri without Hergish, then it would have been Meshubach when he's Baidik, even though he's Maitzi Zera. Just like we find by Azov, that Azov is allowed to make Bedikis because he has to see if he had a Ria of Ziva. Aye, but that could cause But since he's doing it to be baidik for Ziva, so he's allowed. So too, if the Metzias would have been that a person can see carry without Hargosha, so then there would be a purpose in him being Mimashmesh to check for carry, because maybe he became a Balkari and didn't realize it, and that not would not be considered Haitzah Zera Levatala. So the Taisei Arash is learning up in Rabbeinu Chananel that the only reason why it's not a problem of Haitzah Zera Levatala by Noshim is because there's a Tzairich over here, since it's Shayach for them to see without Hargosha. So Rabbeinu Chananel also holds Al Derech Rashi that there is a Isser of Haitzah Zera Levatala by Noshim. However, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Yevamis Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis over there in the top Taisis is that since Noshim are not Mitzuvais in Pruer Vu, so they don't have an Isser of Ashchos Azera. What does the Gemara mean over there? Gimel Noshim Misham Sheis B'maych. It doesn't mean that these three Noshim have a heter, but other Noshim are usser. No, it means these three Noshim are Tzrichais L'shamish B'maych. They need to use a Maych. But other Noshim are not Tzrichais L'shamish B'maych. But we don't mean that other Noshim are usser to be Mishamish B'maych, because Noshim do not have an Isser of Hashchos Azera. Aye, so how does Rabbeinu Tam learn our Gemara? Zok the Taisvei Arosh by us, and Taisus in Nevamis says the same thing, that you could say a different shat in our Gemara. The lav b'nei iser hargosha ninu. It doesn't mean that Noshim don't have a hargosha like Rashi learnt, but rather it means that they don't have an iser hargosha. Why not? Because they're not mitzuvais in pruervu. That's how Rabbeinu Tam in Yevamis explains it. However, the Taisei Arosh by us has a problem with that hasbara. That if you're going to say that the reason that Noshim don't have an Isra Ashchos Azera is because they don't have Pruer Vu, so then on Noshim, after they were Mekayim Pruer Vu, they had a son and a daughter, and they were Mekayim the Mitzvah Pruer Vu, so then they shouldn't have an Isra of Ashchos Azera. On that, Zok the Taisei Arosh, Umiu Yeshleimar Anoshim Laila Mifkidi. Anoshim are always mitzvah and pruervu. Mishum dechsiv abeikar zraz aracha v'leherav al tanach yodecha, like it says in Perek HaBaal Yevimtai. The Taisei Rosh's Teretz needs a hasbara because l'chaira, that's only a din midivrei Kabbalah, but the mitzvah asay of pruervu l'chaira is not there. The Taisei Rosh is saying that Anoshim la'ilam mifkadi, it sounds like he's saying that they're always mitzvah and pruervu because of that pasuk. That pasuk makes them mitzvah and pruervu. L'chaira pruervu is off. There's a new din midivrei Kabbalah. So ver zok that there should be an iser of hashchos azera because of that din midivrei Kabbalah. Unless you say that Enoch Hanami, Hitaka doesn't mean that there's an Isra Ashchos Azera Midai Raisa, the Isra Ashchos Azera will be Midivrei Kabbalah. The MS is that if you look in the Sefer HaYosher L'Rabbeinu Tam, in Simon Kuf Samech Vav, it's Mavur over there that he says that Enoch Hanami, that once a man is Mekayim Pruervu, there's Taka no Isra Ashchos Azera. That's the Rabbeinu Tam Taka argues on this, that the Taisvei Arosh over here is saying that a man, once he's Mekayim Pruervu, still has an Isser. Enoch Hanami, there is no Isser. Since the Isser Ashchos Azera is totally in Pruervu, there's no Isser Ashchos Azera once the man was already Mekayim his mitzvah of Pruervu. The Taisvei Arosh continues with another kash on Rabbeinu Tam from the Shita of Rabbi Yechonon ben Breika in Yevamis Samechei Amid Beis that says, Al Shneim Nemar Pruervu, the Gilyan, which the of the second Taisus printed in the Perek from the Gilyan, also asked this Kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Now what do you do according to Rav Yechonon ben Breika that holds that Noshim also have a mitzvah puruvu? Bidas Rabbeinu Tam says the Aruch Laner that in a Chanami, according to Rav Yechonon ben Breika, there is an Isra Ashchos Azera. But la halacha, that we paskin that noshem are not mitzuvahs in Purvu, says our Gemara, that noshem are lavanos is our goshaninu. The Gilyan has another kasha on Rabbeinu Tam, that nehi nami deloy mifkedu a Purvu, but lahashchizera hukshu leish lecholainshin Shabbat Torah. We know there's a klal in Shas that hishva akosav isha leish lecholainshin Shabbat Torah. The Gemara brings it in Baba Kama, daf tesvava medalef. And in other places, when it comes to einshin, a woman is just like a man when it comes to isurim. So how could you say that a man has an isra ashchos azera and a woman doesn't? Again, zok da'arach laner, he doesn't understand the kasha. Since, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and it's mevur like this in Taisus and Sanhedrin, Nun Tesamid Beis as well, that the whole isur hashchos azera comes from the mitzvah saseh of Pruervu. So if it's a taitza of the mitzvah of Pruervu, so of course, this isser they won't have. If it's an isser that comes from a mitzvah that they don't have, so of course, this isser they won't have. Bidas the Gilyan, that does ask the kasha, the Magi on the Taitzah Arash, says a nice mahalach, that what the Gilyan means is that mikayach the fact that there's a klal in Shas of Hishva Kos Visha Lish Lechalainshin Shabbat Torah. So, since it's impossible that an Isha can't have an Einish that a man has, if a man has the Einish, then the Isha must have it also. So, that should be Megala to us that the Geder of the Isser of Hashchos Azera is not because of Pruervu. It must be for some other reason. For example, the Aruch Laner says that the Yisoid of Haitzah Zera Levatol is Bal Tashchis. So if it's Bal Tashchis, then there's no difference between a man and a woman. He means Tishpar from the fact that there's a klal of Hishva Kosuv, that it's not Shayach, that a man could have an Einish, an Isser, and a woman doesn't have it, so that should be Megala to us, that the Geder HaIsser is not Alts Pruervu, but rather for some other Siba, for example, Bal Tashchis. The Aruch Laner brings another Kasha, B'Shem the Rishonim, that since you see that the Noshim were also Nenshu by the Dor HaMabul, they also got punished by the Dor HaMabul, so we see that Noshim are also Bechlal, the Isra of Ashchos HaZera. On that, Zokt, the Aruch Laner, that definitely by the Dor HaMabul, there wasn't only the chait of Ashchos HaZera. We learn out from Sukkim that they also were chait in Avodah Zarah, in Gezel, and Arayis. Just that we learn out that they also were chait with this Avera from the drasha that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Beis Amad Aleph, that Bereischen Kilkelu, Bereischen Nidainu. The fact that they got judged Bereischen, that's because they were Mekalkel with Reischen, with Zera. So he says, maybe Be'emes, this din zeh of Reischin was only on the men who were chayte also in Ashchos HaZera, but Noshim, they got their einish for other Averis, and that's why they were destroyed, but Be'emes, they were not judged with Reischin. The Maisa, the Teretz of the Aruch Laner, L'chayra, is not Maspik, L'fi the way the Ramban asked the Kasha. Because the Aruch Laner just brought the fact that Noshim were Nenshu by the Dor HaMabul. But if you look in the Ramban says, when he's asking on Rabbeinu Tam, that by Hashchosa kol basar ksiv, it says in the Pasuk of Hashchosa, ki hishchis kol basar es darkai al haaretz. That's the Pasuk from where we learn out that they were mashchis zaram. And over there, it's Dr. Ramban, it says, ki hishchis kol basar. Even the Noshim. So it's not maspik, l'chayra, the teretz of the Aruch Laner, just to say that the Noshim were Nenshu by Dor HaMabul because they did the other Averis, but l'maisa the Ramban is vising that in the Pasuk, from where we see that they were Mashchiz Zaram, it says Kol Basar, which includes the Nekevais. So this Kasha is still a Tzarech Ian on the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that says that Noshim are not mitzuvahs on Hashchos HaZera. To summarize, we have a Yesodistik and Machlekes over here between Rashi with Rabbeinu Chananel against Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel hold that Noshim are Muzharois on the Indian of Hashchos HaZera. Rashi learns that our Gemara that says Noshim Lavanois Hargosha Ninu Mishubachos means that Noshim are not Mischamamois, and it does not cause an arousal for them to see Zera Machmas Mishmush, which is Mashma, but if they would have been Mischamamois, it would have been Usser. Rabbeinu Chananel has his pshat in the Gemara, which also from there you see that Noshim are Musharis on Ashchos HaZera. Rashi Lishitosei holds that the Gimel Noshim that are Meshamshais B'moich means that they're Mutarais to put a Moich Kidei Shelo Yisabru, but Smashma Ashar Noshim are Asurais. Tosis is Medayik from Rashi in Yevamis, Yudbezim Yudbez, that Noshim are Muzharis on Hashchos HaZera, whereas Rabbeinu Tam holds that Noshim are not Muzharis on Hashchos HaZera because Hashchos HaZera Nemtzach Mikoyach the Mitzvah Saseh of Pruur Vu. Noshim are not Mitzuvais on Pruur Vu. The Gemara in Yevamis means that Gimel Noshim are Tzrichais L'shamish B'moich, unlike other women that don't have that, are not Tzrichais, but even other Noshim are Mutter. And our Gemara means Noshim are Lav B'nois Isser Hargosha Ninu. So, says the Aruch Laner, what's Taka, the Yisoid HaIsser, according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, who are Chaylik and Rabbeinu Tam, and hold that the Isser applies even to Noshim? So he says that the Isser is Mikoyach Bal Tashchis, and he bases this on a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Aleph. It comes out very good, if the Yisoid HaIsser, according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, is Alts Bal Tashchis, it's very geschmack, what Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, that since Noshim are able to have a Riyas Dam without a Hargosha, so Mamela, there's a Tzorech for them to be Baidik, and therefore Hagam, that they are Maitzi Zera Levatola, through their bedika, but since they're doing it litzayrich, it's not a problem. And the only reason why by anoshim it's usher is because since they don't see carry without ahargosha, so there's no point in them being mimashmeh. So it's considered levatala. But by azov, zakt Rabbeinu Chananel, since there is a tzayrich for him to check for his ziva, so even though he's mitzi zera levatala, but since he's doing it litzayrich, it's not a problem. So what's the hesber that if you're doing it litzayrich, it's not a problem? It's very geschmack. Lefi the Aruch Laner is hasbara that the yisoid ha'isra is about tashchis dikedin. So when you're doing it litayeles, when it's being done for a purpose, then it's not considered bal tashchis. Bal tashchis is when you're stam being mashchis for no reason. But if you're doing it for a purpose, it's litayeles, that's not considered bal tashchis. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai inyan. The Tosis Arosh by us, Mikoyach de Kasha, that he asked on Rabbeinu Tam, from Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, that says in Yevamis Samechei, that Ashneim hu oimer pruur vu, according to him, why aren't Noshim mitzuvos on Ashchos HaZera? So the Tosis Arosh answers, and the Gilyan in Tosis says the same thing, that the reason is because anoshim are mazria mibachutz, but a ishos mazras mibifnim. The Gilyan is mazber more. Tahainu taimo shehanoshim lo'ilo mazriyos bifnim. Visham hu derech lehazria. Aval anoshim mazriyim bachutz ve'ein derech lehazria sham. Zok the Tosei Arash and the Gilyan, that since the Noshim are Mazriyos Bifnim, and that's the place where it's their derech to be Mazriya, Bishas Tashmish. So since they're being Mazriya in the Mokaim, that's Miyuid, for their Zera to go, that's not called Levatola. Levatola means that a person's being Mazriya in a place that the Zera is not supposed to be. Like the pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshev by Erva Einon v'shiches artza, that they are mazria lachutz, in a place that's not the amokim that's miyud for the zera to go. Mashenkein by noshim, where they're being mazria bifnim, over there, there's no iser of hashchasa zera. Mefiza, we can understand the hemshich of the Tosfei Harosh, that he says, how do we learn the Gemara in Yevamis Yud Beis Lamed Beis that Gimel Noshim Meshamshos B'Moich Demashma Hoshar Noshim Asiri? So he says, according to Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi, it's very good. They're Osir because of Ashchos Azara. But what do you do according to the other Pshat that says, and by us, that the Lav Enos Isser Hargosha? On that he says that you can still say that they're Osir to put a Moich Mishum shamashchisois zera ha'ish. Inami ikon lefrushei tzrichois l'shamish b'maych. So the second pshat that he's saying, that's the pshat that Rabbeinu Tam himself says in Yevamis, that the Gimel Noshim are tzrichois l'shamish b'maych, other Noshim are not tzrichois, but they're not asurois to put on maych because they're not mitzuvois in ashchosas zera. Now, according to the Tosfos HaRosh, the Yesod Hadin of why Noshim are not Muzharis on Ashchos HaZera is different than Rabbeinu Tam and Yevamis. Rabbeinu Tam said because they're not Mitzuvahs on Pruravu. That the Tosfos HaRosh slugged up because Aibazoi, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka, they should be Osir. Therefore, the Tosfos HaRosh said a different Yesod why they're not Muzharis, because since they're Mazriyos Bifnim, that's the Mokim that's Miyuid for the Zera to go to Mishas Tashmish, so that's not called Vishiches Artza. So he's saying, how do you learn the Gemara in Yevamis that says Gimel Noshim Mishamshes B'maych? He's saying in his final pshat that it means Tzriches L'shamish B'maych. Other Noshim are not Tzriches, but they're not Osir because they don't have an Isser of Hashchos HaZera. But in his other pshat, he's saying that they are Osir because they are being mashchis the zera ha'ish, which, if you think about it, the Tosfei HaRosh l'shitasei makes a lot of sense. The whole heter of our Gemara is only because their own zera is going to the mokim that it's miyuid to go. They're being mazriya b'fnim, so on their own zera they don't have an iser. But when it comes to the Gemara in Yevamis, where they're putting a moich and they're being mashchis zera ha'ish, what's their heter to do that? According to Rabbeinu Tam, that they're not Muzharis on Hashchos HaZera because they're not Mitzuvis on Pruervu, then L'chayr, there shouldn't be a chilik between if they're being Mashchis their own Zera or they're being Mashchis Zera Ho'ish. And that's where Rabbeinu Tam Taka says over there that the other Noshim are Taka Mutter to put a Maich, Hagam, that they're being Mashchis Zera Ho'ish. Mali Zera Ho'ish, Mali Zera Ho'ish, Mali Zera Ho'ish. They're not mitzuvahs on pruervu. But according to the Tosfei HaRosh, that the Yisoid HaHeter is because the Noshim are mazriyos bifnim, so that's only a heter on their own zera. But being mashchis zera ha'ish, avada should be aser. As I state in Chidushin Abruvain, in Yevamis Simen Tezvav, that lefi this hezber of the Tosfei HaRosh, avada, it should be aser to be mashchis zera ha'ish. So you have to talk and know what's the suffix of the Tosfei HaRosh over here that he says an inami, that inami ikul efrushay tzriches l'shamish b'maych, but other noshim are mutter, what's taka the heter? In the Tosfei HaRosh l'shitaser l'chayra, it should be aser. This is taka a tzarech bir within the Tosfei HaRosh himself. What's his suffix, whether or not there's a heter for the noshim to be mashchis zera ha'ish? But what's interesting is that if you look in the Rishonim, in Ksubis Lamites, in the Ramban, and the Ritva over there, it's mevur that even in the Deya of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Yisoid Ha'iser of Hashchos HaZeras Mishum Pruervu, still they say that it's Osir for Noshim to be Mashchis Zera Ho'ish. Even though on their own Zera there's no problem, because they're not mitzuvahs in pruervu, but it's still usher for them to be mashchis zera ha'ish. And this, Rab Ruvain in Simen Tezvav, is bothered with that. Why should that be? If they're not mitzuvahs in pruervu, Mali Zeraha Isha, Mali Zeraha Ish. They shouldn't have an Isra of Ashchas HaZera. On that, Zokra Bruvain, over there in Siman Tes Vav, Ois Beis, that L'chayra, what you see over here is a Chiddush, that the Ramban and the Ritva and the other Rishonim that say this, they hold that on Zera Dida, that doesn't have a mitzvah of Pur Vu, there's no Isra Ashchas HaZera. But on the Zera Habal, that has a mitzvah Pur Vu, so even though the mitzvah Pur Vu is on him, but it's still called Hashchas HaZera, she's being Mashchis a Zera of Pur Vu, a Zera of mitzvahs Pur Vu. So she's also usher to be Mashchisit. The Isser of Ashchas HaZera is even on someone that doesn't have a mitzvahs Pur Vu, but it's a Cheftza of a Zera of Pur Vu. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai inyan. As far as the Mikar of the Isser of Haitzah HaZera Levatala, we so far mentioned two Shittas, the Shita of Tosis and Sanhedrin, Nuntesam and Beis, Dibur HaMaschel V'ha, and that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosis and Yavamis, Yud Beisam and Beis, that it's Bechlal, the Mitzvah Saseh of Pur Vu. Included in the Mitzvah Saseh of Pur Vu, there's a Sheval Taseh of not to be Mashchis Zera. We also mentioned that the Aruch Laner over here says, based on the Gemara in Baba Kama Tzadi Aleph, that it comes from Bal Tashchis in the Aruch Laner in Tshuvas Binyan Siyan in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin says it's either from Bal Tashchis or it's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Smak in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph says that it's Nilmad from the Drosha that the Gemara says on Amud Beis that Loisinof means loytehe b'cho niuf bein b'yad bein b'regel. And Rashi says, b'yad moitzi zera levatola. The Marsha explains the drasha, that since by the einish, it says, v'ish asher yinaf es eishas ish, and over here by the azhara, it doesn't say loisinaf eishas ish, so Chazal darshin, that it's also coming to be mazir on niuf of yad v'regel without an eishas ish. It's interesting that the way the smack brings this drasha is a little with benusach acher than the way our Gemara says it. He says loisinaf loitehena laaf, and the Zohar Harokia and loisaseh yud aleph explains that it means shloititein makim laaf vechema sheyehena veyishloit ba'olam al yedei haniyuf biyadu veregel. Don't give a makim for af and chema to be nene and to be shloit ba'olam through the Niuf Beyadu Veregel. The Kiryas Sefer in Isurei Bia Perkhof Aleph says that the Mekar HaIsr is from Er V'Einon, from the fact that Hashem killed Er and Einon because of the Inyan of Hashchas HaZera, so that's where we see that it's Osir. The Bach in Eirachayim in Simon Gimel Sivav in Dibur HaMaschel Kosa B'Shulchan Aruch says that the Mekar is from V'Nishmarta Mikol Dovara, that we darshin shaloi yahar adam bayoim v'yovei lidei tumah balayla. The Achiezer in Chelek Gimel, Simon Chav Dalet, points out that from v'nishmartam mikol davara we see that even grama is aser when it comes to haitzah aser levatala. Being maharer bayoim is only a grama to the haitzah aser levatala, and still even that's aser. Now l'chayra yesh lahoyer, how come it's not mentioned in the Paiskim another tzad where the Isser comes from? The Isser is from the fact that it's Me'ain a Ritzicha. Like the Gemara says by us, on Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, that Rav Yitzchak v'Ravami Amri Kilu Shefech Damim. Some that's Meitzi Shechva Zera L'Vatolens, as if he was Shefech Damim Shenemar, Hanechomim Bo'elim Tachas Kol Eitz Ranon, and the Gemara darshins al tikri sheichate ala seichate, that someone that's mitzi zera levatola is kiilu he shechted the yelodim. And the Gemara says in Amud Beis that v'omer abulazer may dechsiv yedechem domim oleu, that your hands are filled with dam elu hamenafim biyad. That's called that your hands are filled with dam. It's a shvichas damim azah. So Why don't the Paiskim mention such a svara that it's an abizrayu of Ritzicha? The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Chav Gimel in Sif Aleph brings down that Ukvar Motzu Chachmei Ateva Pischuchis Megadeles, that the scientists found through a magnifying glass Shebetipas Zera Yesh Kol Temunas HaAdam. That in the tipa zera there's a form of a man. So l'chayra, it goes into ritzicha. So that should be a new mikar for the iser. But you see from the fact that the paiskim don't mention this, like the pshat is like the Pnei Yeshua says in Shuvas Pnei Yeshua Chelik Beis and Eben Ezer Simon Mem Dala Dibra Maschel v'Hashayla. That the Chachamim only said that it's kilu sheifich damim, only lahaflig b'chaymer ha'isser. But avade, it doesn't really mean that it's kiritzicha mamish, and it's not b'chlal yehoreg val yavar. That means it's not even considered abizrayu of ritzicha. We know the Gemara says at the end of Parak ben Seiru Meire, that even the abizrayu of the Gimel Averis Chamurais, even not the Avera itself, but even the offshoots of the Avera, also go into the din of Yehoreg Val Yavar, but this is not even considered Abizrayu of Ritzicha. Chazal just said it to bring out the Chaymer Ha'isar, but it doesn't really mean that it's Osir Mitam Ritzicha. Rab Ruvain also names on like this in Yevam Esimin Tesvav, and that's why it's not Huzgar in the Paiskim, that's Taka the Mekor Ha'isar Midai Raisa. That's why the Paiskim are looking for other Mekoris for the actual Isser. Next inyan, the Gemara says on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Iko da Amri Omer Av Ami, Kol Amevi Atzmai Lidehir, Ein Machnisa Noisai Bim Chitzosei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whoever brings himself Lidehir, they do not let him enter into the Mechitzis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ksiv Hocha Vayera Be'enei Hashem, Uksiv Hosom Kilel, Kiloi Kel Chofetz Resha Oto. There's a Yesedis Dikish Dikel from Rav Moshe in Igris Moshe Eben Ho'ezer Chelik Aleph Simin Samach Tes, where he's miyasid that we find in Shas that there are two separate Mekairis for the Isser of Hirer. Mitzad Echad, the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Mem Vav learns out from the Pasuk of Nishmarta Mikol Davara Mikan Omer HaPinchas Ben Yoyer Alihar Adam Bayoim Vyavali De Tuma Balaila. Mitzad Sheni, we have the Gemara in Brachis, Daf Yud Beis, that says that Vulei Sosuru Achare Levavchem Achare Einechem, that it says Achare Einechem Zehirer Avera. So what are these two Isurim? Why do we need two Psukim for the same Inyan of Hirer Avera? So Ramesha says beautiful. The Isser of an Ishmarto Mikol Davara is an Isser to be Maharer Bayoim that could be Mevili De Toma Balaila. Even for a person to be Maharer Beishtoi Bayoim that could be Mevili De Toma Balaila is Osir. And even to be Mistakel in a Isha Nida who's a Pnuya or an Eshesish Afilu Mechueres, even if he's not being Maharer to be Mezana with her or to look at the big day tzeva shal isha that he's makir, or to look at balei chayim when they are mating with one another, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, that's osir. That's not because he's being maharer to do the aveira with that isha nida penuya or with that eshesish that's mechueres. Even if he's not Mahara to do that Veira with her, but it's Osir because it could bring to Lidei Tomas Keri. It's Osir to be Maitzi Zera Levatola. Mashenkin, the Pasuk of Eloisasuru Achare Einechem, that's an Isser to be Mahara in the Aveira of Znus, not to be Mahara to do the Aveira of Znus. What do I need the second Pasuk for? Zakrav Maisha, the Nafkamina of the second Pasuk would be by Noshim. Noshim don't have an Isser to be Maharer by Yoim because it could bring Lidei Tuma. We had the Gemara said on Amud Aleph that there's no problem with an Isha being Mimashmesh Al Yedeya Bedika because Noshim Lavanei Sargosha Ninu. so too, Noshim don't have this problem that by being Maharer, it's going to bring Lidei Haitzah Zera Levatola. That they don't have. But Noshim will still have the Isser to be Maharer to do the Averov's Nus because of Leisosuru Acharei Einechem. So it's very geschmack why we need two psukim. The pasuk of Inishmartim Mikol Dovara is assering anything that could bring Lidei Tumah Balaila. Even to be Maharer Beishtoi Vayoim that could bring Lidei Tumah Balaila would be Aser. That wouldn't be included in the pasuk of Acharei Einechem. But Mitzad Sheni, I still need the din of Acharei Einechem to that it's also to be Maharer to do the Averov's Nus. That's that chaps the nafkamina legabe noshim. Next inyan. The Gemara says, V'omer Avolozer Maidich Siv Yedechem Domim Moleu Elu Hamanafim Beyad. Rashi says, Beyad Moitzi Zera Levatola. Tonad Ve Rabbi Shmuel Loi Sinof Loitehebechon Niuf Bein Beyad Bein Beregel. Taisa says, Bein Beyad Bein Beregel Hainu de Meshafshef Milosoi, he rubs his Milo Beyad Oi Beregel. So Rashi's telling us that the problem over here is that he's Moitzi Zera Levatola. However, Rab Ruvain in Yevamis, Simon Yud Dalid, wants to be Medayik from the Loshen of the Perish HaMishnayis L'Harambam in Perek Zayin of Mesechta Sanhedrin, that not like that. Because the Rambam, when he's talking about Menafin Beyadu Beregel, he puts it together with someone that's Bo Derech Eivorim on the Erva, or someone that kissed one of the Arayis, or hugged one of the Arayis. He puts Menafin Beyadu Beregel together with those things, and he says that these people are over on the Isra of Leisikrivu Legalis Erva, and also on the Isra of Levilti Asois Mechukais Hatayevois. And there's Malkus. But there's no Karis except on Bia. But the Rambam later brings Ukvar his Hiru Chachomim Harbe Allah Hirur, Verchiku Min Advarim Hamavim Eilov, Verichu Loshen Laayim Ula Hafchid, Kolamak Mekash Atzme Lodas, Vahamoitzi Shichva Zera Levatola. The Rambam says that someone that's Moitzi Shichva Zera Levatola does not get Malkus. Unlike Menafin Biyadu Veregel, that the Rambam said that is included in Leisikrivu Legali Serva and it gets Malkus. Sokra Bruvein, I see from the Rambam that Menafin Biyadu Veregel is something different than Moitzi Shichva Zera Levatola. What's the pshat? Zokra Bruvein Behektim, what it says in Mesechta Kala Rabosi in Perek Beis, Tanya, Hanichomim Be'elim, Elu Hamechamim Es Atzmon, Umaitzi in Zera Levatola, Tana Oiver Humishum Boyel, Humishum Nival. In Mesechta Kala Rabosi it says that those that are mechamim mesatzmam, and they're mitzien zer levatola, they're oiver mishum boil umishum nival. What does that mean? That he's oiver for being a boil and a nival. Zokt Reb Ruvain, that the Rambam also learned that menafim bein biyad bein beregel means like the other rishonim, like Taisa said, that he rubs his mila biyad uveregel. But the reason why it goes into leisikrivu is because just like if someone is ba derech evarim on a zachar, avada he's over on leisikrivu legalei serva. So too, someone that's menafim biyadu beregel, it's like he's ba derech evarim on himself. Just like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf nun heyam and aleph, that someone that's ma'are ba'atzmai, according to the mandomer that says mishamesh meis ba'arayis is chayiv, that even if the Aver is not Bekishoi, but he's Mishamish with the Aver that's Mace by Arias is Chayiv, and let's say he's Ma'ara Ba'atzmai, that he gets the Aver to go under himself into the back, and he does Hara on himself, the Gemara says that he's Mechayiv Tarti, one for being a Shaychev and one for being a Nishkav. So too, someone that's Ba Derech Eivorim Ba'atzmai on his Yad or his Regal, so it means he's ba with his mila onto his own evarim. So that goes into loy sikrivu, and he's chayev for boil and nival. That's what the Masechta Kala means, that he's over mishum boil u mishum nival. Memela, the Rambam is differentiating between menafim b'yadu v'regel and a regular mitzi zera levatola. Some of that's mitzi zera levatola, zok the Rambam. For that, there's no malchus. It's usur. Mashenke menafim b'yadu v'regel goes into leisikrivu legale serva. He's being bo derech evarim al atzmai. Since he's being bo with his mila onto his own yad and regel. Lefizda zok rab ruvein leisinaf of Loyhebecha Niyof and Biyad Be Meregel is not on the Isser of Maitzi Zera Levatola, it's on the Chimum Biyad Uveregel, even if he's not Maitzi Zera. Just like by Mishkav Zachar, if a person is Ba on a Zachar Chaveroi Derech Evarim, even if he's not Ba Olav from the back, Be'ifin of Kemakhoel Bashvei Feres, but he's just Ba Derech Evarim on Zachar Chaveroi, that on that there's an Isser Leisikrivu Legale Serva, even if he's not Moitzi and Izera. Over here also, the fact that he's Ba Derech Evarim Al Atzmai, that is the Isser. And there's a Gevaldik Gemara Mokim to this that I found in the Rif in Shabbos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, when he bring in Bedapei Arif, when he brings our Drasha, he adds words. Kedetonet Vei Rav Yishmael Leisinof Leitehei Noyef Bein biyad, bein beregel, the kari bei loisanif, sof nun, aleph, yud, endefe. Instead of reading it loisinaf, we read it loisanif. Loisinaf means don't do an avera of znus. Loisanif means don't let yourself become a recipient of the niuf. Kari bei loisanif, that's what the Masechta Kala is saying. That there's a problem of boil and nival here. He's the recipient of the niuf because he's being bo derech evarim al atzmai. Lefi zeh, Rab Ruvein wants to be masber the machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Riyin Ksubis Taflamet Tes, the top taisvis. And Rabbeinu Tam Shita, as we mentioned before, is also in Yevamis. Yud Beis Amid Beis, that it's Mavur in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Pashit, that there's no heter whatsoever by the Gimel Noshim that are Misham Sheis B'Moich to put the Moich there already before Tashmish. Avada putting it there before Tashmish, Zok Rabbeinu Tam, that's Kematal Zera Lo Eitzim Balo Avonim. She is causing her husband to be matal zer al ha'itzim balo avonim avada, on that there's no heter whatsoever. Even though the Isha doesn't have an iser hashchos azera, because she's not bechlal pru urvu, but she can't be machshel her husband in being moitzi zer al avatola. If she's going to put the moich there before tashmish, so the problem is mitzidoi, that he's being matal zer al ha'itzim balo avonim. Whereas the Ri says that no, she could put a meich there even before Tashmish by the Gimel Nashim. And the Shaila is, what's the Bir HaMachloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri? Rab Ruvein has an Arichus about this in Simen Yud Gimel, Simen Yud Dalet, in Yevamis. And what he wants to say is that Rabbeinu Tam differentiates between the Isser of Hashchos HaZera and the Isser of Moitzi Zera Levatola. To take a moich achar tashmish, on that you're dealing with hashchos azera. Says Rabbeinu Tam that the yisoid ha'isra of hashchos azera is mishum pru urvu. And since noshim are not mitzuvahs in pru urvu, they don't have an isser to take a moich achar tashmish and be mashchis the zera ha'ish. Masha einkein, being moitzi zera levatola, being matal zera lo etzim balo avonim, zok Rabbeinu Tam, that goes into loisinof. Like Rashi says by us, that Loisinof is an Isser to be Maitzi Zera Levatola. On Loisinof, that's already a Znustik Adin. We can't be Matar a Loisinof for B'mokim Sakona. Let him not be Mishamish. Better not be Mishamish. Then what's your Heter to be over on Loisinof? Masha'en Kain, the Reholds, like we're saying in the Rambam, The Isser of Leisinov is not the Haitzah Zera Levatola. The Isser of Leisinov is, it's Osir for a person to be Mechamim himself, Beyadu Veregel. That's his Nus. He's Ba Derech Evarim Al Atzmai. But if a person is, if the Chimum is coming Derech Tashmish, that's not Leisinov. But he's being Moitzi Zera into a Moich. Yeah, but since he's being Mekayim Mitzvahs Oina, and there's a tzairich over here to have a moich mishum sakana, so that's not called haitzah zera levatola. Bekitzer, on the iser loisinov, there's no heter of, but I'm being mekayim mitzvahs oina. There's an iser loisinov. So if you hold that the loisinov is the haitzah zera levatola, so then what's the heter to be mekayim mitzvahs oina? There's a loisinov here. But if the Leisinov is the Chimum, Biyadu Veregel, so then if the Chimum came Derech Tashmish, the Chimum came through a regular Bia, that's not called Leisinov. Elamai, he's being Maitzi Zera Levatola, that's not called Levatola. Because there's a Gevisit Zairich, he's being Mekai Mitzvah Saina, and there's a problem of Sakon over here. So therefore, it's okay. Ad Kan Divrei Rab Ruvein. I just want to be ma'orer that Rab Ruvein is naming on that in Shitas Rashi, Doloisinov, Loitehe Bechoniuf, Bein Beyad, Bein Beregel, is Alts Lohitzah Zera Levatola, unlike the Rambam. Lemaisa, if you're ma'ayin in Rashi, it's not Muchach in Rashi like that. Because the Gemara says, V'omer Rabbe Lozer, Maidich Siv Yedechem Domim Oleyu, Elu Hamanafim Beyad. Rashi says, now, it's not Mavur in Rashi which Biyad he's going on. It's L'chayra, he's going on the first one. Yedechem, Maidachsiv, Yedechem, Domim Aleyu, Elu Hamanafim Biyad. Zok Rashi, Maitzi Zara Levatola. Who says Rashi's going on the second one? Loisinov loite bechaniyuf bein biyad. Who says Rashi's going on that biyad? And even the Rambam would be maskim when you're talking about the yedechem domim aleyu. When you're talking about that the menafim biyad is doime to a shvichas domim. Even the Rambam would be maskim that requires a haitzah zera levatola, because that's the shvichas domim. Because he's killing a potential Vlad. And like the Aruch HaShulchan says in Simen Chav Gimel, Sif Aleph in Eben Ezer, that the Chachmei Ateva found with the magnifying glass that in every Tipas Zera there's a Tmunas Adam, so it's like a Shvichas Damim. Avada, even the Rambam has to be masking that Menafim Biyad has to be with the Haitzah Zera Levatola. But in the next one, Loi Tehei Bechoniuf Bein Biyad Bein Beregel, the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis in Sanhedrin is telling us that's a Leisikruvu Legali Servo Dikedin. That's because he's Ba Derech Evarim Al Atzmai, and that wouldn't need the Haitzah Zera Levatola. That the Iker over there is the Chimum Biyadu Beregel. So it's not a Raya from Rashi that Rashi can't hold like the Rambam. And if we would say that, we would have a Revach that the Rambam, that Rashi in Yevamis Yud Beis Amud Beis says like the Ri, that Mishamshes b'moich, says Rashi, Mutares loses moich b'mokim tashmish kishahein Mishamshes, kidei shalo yisavru. It's Mavur in Rashi that they already put the moich there before tashmish. The Rabbeinu Tam is saying, like the way Rab Ruvain's learning up, no, that's loisinov. Yeah, how could you be matir such a thing? What was better not be mishamish? What's the heter to be mishamish? Mishum simchas oina. What happened to this or niuf? But if we'll say that Rashi is moided to the Rambam that the loisinov is the chimum biyadu veregal, it's the loisikruvu dikedin. So then it's very geshmak. Since over there the chimum is ba, it's derech bia. So Mela, it's not, there's no Leisinov over there. And Al Tzlahitzah Zera Levatola, it's not Levatola because of Simchas Oina. And there's a problem over here of Sakana. So Mela, she's allowed to already put the Moich there. Kishahein Misham Shais, she could put it there already before Tashmish. Next Inyan. The Gemara says at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Omra Papa Shma Mino Michnosayim Asurim, that it's usur to wear Michnosayim, it's usur to wear underpants. V'oksiv Asei Lohem Michnesei Vad L'chasois Besar Ervo. Aye, but the Kohanim did wear Michnosayim. Says the Gemara, Hahu Kedetanya Michnesei Kohanim L'mahein Doimin K'min Pamalanyo Shal Paroshim. Rashi says that chaloloi toloi lamato bereichav shlo yisatei fo'ever v'yischamim, that it was loose. The mechnosayim of the kehanim did not wrap around the aver to cause chimum. The Rama in Eben HaEzer Simen Chof Gimel Siv Vav says haga b'gemara perakol ayad mashma da osur lumish mechnosayim. The Gemara in Perek Aliyad is mashma that it's also to wear michnasayim im lo yasuyin kibotei shaykayim, unless they're made kibotei shaykayim, which I believe means unless they're loose. Mishum demevi lidei hashchasa zera. Then he says, even though you could be madche, that the Gemara was only speaking b'yameyem when they had truma, so v'ikol lemechash l'tumas haguf, because if a person eats truma betumas haguf, it's a chi of misa. So maybe it's a bazundra chumra in those days when they had truma because of the chashash of eating truma betumas haguf. But he says from the fact that the Rosh brings it down in his psakim, the Rosh brings it, so it's mashma that even bezman hazeh it's aser. This first sad that the Rama has, that it was only Aser B'Yemeyem when they had Truma. Some want to be Medayik like that from the fact that the Rambam brings down this din of not wearing Mechnosayim in Perek Zayin Halacha Hei Mehilchus Trumas. So it's a Shtikl Mashma that is Taka Truma Dikadin, but it wouldn't apply nowadays. But the Rama is saying, but since the Rosh brings it down LaHalacha, so it sounds like it's not only Negea Truma, it's Negea Ledina. The Ritva Taka says that Ainli al Masha Nismaich, I don't know what people are saying to wear Michnosayim. What happened to the din of our Gemara that one's not allowed to wear Michnosayim? The Divrei Chamudis over here on the Rosh in Ois Yod Aleph says that it could be that the Rosh only said it Lemidas Chasidus. But the Rosh Taka doesn't mean lehalacha that is taka a chiyuv, it's taka aser to wear michnasayim. And the Pischei Tshuva over there in Eben HaEzer, Simen Chav Gimel, brings b'shem da'atzei arozim that the whole iser was only b'yameyem when they had a kiss l'midas ha'ever. They used to have like a pocket that was the measurement of the aver, ramamish, wrapped around the aver. That was the problem. But our mechnasayim that don't have a kis miyuchid, l'midas ha'ever, wouldn't be a problem. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings this down the halacha in Simen Chav Gimel, Siv Zayin, that he says that v'advarim mevuarim shadavar zeh lo yinemar ela b'mechnasayim ho'asuyim kis miyuchid lo ha'ever b'fnei atzmai d'bozeh shayach chimum. Avol b'mechnasayim shalonu eizeh chimum shayach u'pshita shebechol ha'dairis leholchu b'loy mechnasayim. It's poshet that throughout the dairis they didn't go without mechnasayim, and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan paskins that our mechnasayim are mutter. It is important to note that this shir should not be relied upon for halacha l'maisa. As far as halacha l'maisa, one should consult a paisik.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai. This shir is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Next inyan. The Gemara says, Gufa, Rabbi Eliezer, Oymer, Kol Ha'ichiz, Ba'amu, Mashtin, Kilu, Mevi, Mabul, La'olam. If one holds his Amma while he's urinating, it's Kilu, Mevi, Mabul, La'olam. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud brings a Maisa, that Rav Yehuda Ushmul Havukaimi Aigra Debe Knishta De Shafi Yosef Ben Arda. Omar Le Rav Yehuda Lashmul Tsarchani Lahashtin. Omar Le Shinana Achoiz Ba Amoscha Vahashtin Lachutz. So he told him to be Oichiz Ba Amosai, to be Mashtin Lachutz. Rashi explains that it shouldn't go onto the roof of the Beis HaKnesses. Tosfos and Dibur HaMaschil Oichiz says Kadesh Leitol Miraglaim Ala Kaisel, that it shouldn't fall onto the wall of the Beis HaKnesses. So on that, the Gemara asks, "Heichi Avet Hachi Vatane Reb Lezer Eimakol Oichiz BaMosay Umashtin Kilu Mevi Mabel Oilam." So how could he tell him to be Oichiz BaMosay? And that, the Gemara says, many terutzim. One teretz Abaye says is Asoy Kebulshis, that he gave it the halacha like Bulshis that we learned in a Mishnah, that Bulshis Nichnas Leir B'Shas Shalom Chaviyos Psuches Asurais Dumais Mutarais. But b'shas melchama elu ve'elu mutareis lifish ein hen penai l'naseich. Alma de kivan de be'isi le'asi l'nsuchi. Hachanami kivan de be'isi le'asi l'irhure. The Gemara says that when you have a svar of biatusa, a svar of fear, like b'shas melchama, when they're in a matzav of yira, a matzav of pachad, so then even the chaviyos psuchais are mutar. Because we say they have no time to be menasech, so too over here, since there was a fear, so there was no problem of hearer. What was the biatusa? The Gemara has many mahalchim what the biatusa was. Either the biatusa delelio de igro was at night, he was on the roof, or the biatusa was that he was in front of his rebbe, or it was also the biatusa de shchina, or Rabbi Yehuda was meyuchid in Yerushalayim, emsa demorei alei, dekori shmuel alei, enza yelud isha. But the yisoid of this one, the yisoid of this teretz is biatusa. Different, the Gemara has different oifanim of how to teach up what the biatusa was. The Gemara has three other terutzim, vibayisema, that he was married. And Rav Nachman says that someone that's nosui is mutter, to be oichiz ba'amasai, which the Mefarshim explained, because since it's a pas besaloi, so therefore it's not a problem. V'ibayaseima, the heter was like Abba Breid Rabbi Yomir Bar Chia says, that one is allowed to be Mesayei Abbebeim Milamata, so he didn't really mean Achayz, to be Oichiz Ba'amasai, Mamish, but he meant to Alidei Siyu Abbebeim, and the last mahalach is that he was Mater him, like Al Derech, what Rav Avohu said to Rav Yechanan, Gvul Yeshloi Me'ataru Lamato Mutter Me'ataru Lamayla Oser. That if it's Me'ataru Lamato, that's Mutter. The question is, what about Al Yidei Amatlis Ava? Would one be able to be Eichiz Ba'amasai, to be Mashtin, by holding the Amo with a thick matlis, with a thick cloth? The Gemara mentioned earlier that afilu l'inyan shichva zera in bolivdaik b'tzrarai b'cheres, one's allowed to be baidik, and the Gemara said that hu adin alidea matlis ava. And this is based on Abaye's memra by the Mishnah in Trumas, which our Gemara brought down, that ho yo'echel b'truma v'hirgish shenizdazu eivarav Oichiz ba'amasa yu b'ileas ha'truma. If one was eating truma and he has argosha that is evarim shuk, and he realizes that the zera is coming out, he could hold on to his ama and swallow the truma. And the Gemara says, how could it be oichiz ba'amasa? Rabbi Eliezer says, kol oichiz ba'amasa yu mashtin kilu mevi mabul la'olam. And Abaye says that it's talking b'matlis ava. He's being oichiz ba'amasa by holding it with a thick cloth. So what happened to the heter of Matlis Av over here when the Gemara is looking for a heter to be Eichiz Ba'amasai by Hashtana? So L'chaira, the fact that the Gemara did not say this teretz, L'chaira would be a shtickle mikar to the Shita of the Bechar Shar, who holds that the heter of Matlis Av is Dafka L'truma, or L'tzayrach B'dikas Keri, which is only Lizman Kotzer. So then there's no chashash that he'll be Nischamim. But to be Matal Mayim, but to urinate where he's oiches ba'amasai for an extended period of time, so then it's usur. There's no heter of matlis ava when it comes to hashtana. However, the Marsha over here says that the reason why the Gemara didn't say that Shmuel was being matir Rav Yehuda through a matlis ava is because the lekel ukma hacha achayz ba'amoschal yidei matlis ava ka'amar. Since Rav Yehuda asked him this matter, how should he be mashed in shalayavi the day hearer? So he should have been mefarish achayz ba'amoschal b'matlis ava. He should have explained himself. Rabbi Yehuda's asking the shayla from Shmuel, Tzarech ani lahashtin, so he should have said, Achoyz ba'amoscha al yidei matlis ava. Since he didn't say that, so the Gemara knew that the heter couldn't be al yidei matlis ava, but it's mevur from the Marsha that matlis ava would be a heter even when it comes to Ashtana. When Azoy state in the Magen Avraham in Simon Gimel Sifkot and Tesvav that it's mutter to be mashtin al yidei matlis ava, and he's mechiach this from the fact that the Rif brings the heter of matlis ava in Shabbos Perek Yudalin and on Lamed Tesam at Aleph Bedape Harif. The Rif says va'afilu l'inyan shichva zera nami in bo livdaik becheres ay bitzror boidik umatlis ava harehi kecheres. If the heter of matlis ava is only negei truma, so then why would the Rif bring this down l'halacha? The Rif paskins halachas that are negei for us. There's no Rif on kachim. The Rif only brings halachas that are negei halacha l'maisa. So why would the Rif bring down the din of matlis ava? Al karchach it's negei l'halacha b'negei hashtana that it's mutter al yidei matlis ava. The Bechar Shar has another reason why he argues on the Magen Avraham and holds that it's Aser al yidei matlis ava by Hashtana. He says because we are not bekiyim in the shir of the Ivi HaBeged L'inyin Zeh, we don't know what's called ava, so you can't rely on the heter of matlis ava to urinate. And as we mentioned before, he also has the other svara that it's only a heter by truma or letzerach bedikas keri because that's lizman kotzer, but lahatul mayim, which is for an extended period of time, is aser. But the Artzis HaChaim asks on that svara of the Bechar Shar that from the Gemara it's mashma that achiza for hashtana is better than achiza letzerach truma. Because the Gemara says that when it comes to Ashtana, me'ataru l'mato is mutter. Whereas Taisvis, in the Dibra Maschu Kolayad, the first Taisvis in the Parak asks that, what's the problem to be baidik, for a man to be baidik himself, for Keri, it's me'ataru l'mato. The Pio Amos, me'ataru l'mato. What's the problem? Taisus says in the second Teretz that afilu me'ataru l'mato le'shori elu l'hashtin mishum nitzaitzayis ay mishum be'sakneses aval kedei livdaik atzmai loy. Taisus says that it's only a special heter when it comes to hashtana, but when it comes to bedika for truma, it's usher. So you see that hashtana is more reason to be matir than truma. Fakert from the svara of the Bechar Shar. Lahalacha, the Mishnah Brura in Simon Gimel, Sivkot and Chav Dalid, says that al yidei matlis ava, it's mutter to be mashed in. Again, in Sivkot and Chav Tes, he says, Ulepa'amim mutter lecha is ba'amo lahashtin, kegoin al yidei matlis ava, she'enoi mechamim. But then he says, V'yesh mefakfakin gam al yidei matlis ava, mishum dolo yadinon shiuroi. He does bring that there are those that are mefakfik on the heter of matlis ava, which in the Sharetzin he brings it b'shem the Bechar Shar. So that's as far as the heter of matlis ava is concerned. What about the other heterim that the Gemara brings down? The heter of nasui, to be mesayeya bebeim, and me'ataru lamata. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, brings the heter of nasui, he brings the heter of siyua bebeim, and also Me'ataru Lamata. He brings all three Heterim in Simon Gimel, Sif Yudalid, and Tesvav in Erechayim. The Bira Grover there says that because the Mar Omar Chodo, Mar Omar Chodo V'loi Pligi, there's no machloikas going on, and he's mechiach this from the Rif and the Rosh. The Rif in Shabbos, Lamitesam at Aleph, Bedapa Yerif, and Lamitesam at Beis, and the Rosh by us, at the beginning of the Parak, they bring all the Ikimtis, so Vaistois, that there's no machloikas going on. However, the Rambam, in Parak Chaf Aleph, Mehilchas Yisurei Bia, Halacha Chaf Gimel, only brings the heter of nasui vim hishtin mayim lo yachayis ba'amo shalayavi lidei hirer vim haya nasui muter. The Rambam only brings the heter of nasui. The tour in Arachayim, Simon Gimel in Sif Yudalit says v'yizoher lebal yachayis ba'amo v'yashtin im loy me'ataru lamato litzad ha'aretz va'afim hu nasui. The tour only brings the heter of Me'ataru Lamato. It's mashma that the Rambam and the tour held that there's Tako Machloik is going on. The Rambam Paskin like Rav Nachman because he's Basra, like the Beis Yosef says in Erechaim at the end of Simon Gimel. And the tour is Paskining like Rav Yechanan, like the Beis Yosef says over there. Just that the Beis Yosef is matmi on the tour, that since from the Rif and the Rosh, it's muchach, that mara marchodo, v'lei pligi. So what was madchik the tour to explain that the taka arguing on each other? The Beis Yosef asks on the Rambam and the tour that why were they mashmit the heter that it's mutter to be mesayeya bebeim? I don't understand his kasha so much, because the Beis Yosef already said that the Rambam and the Tor hold that the Terutzim are arguing on each other. So why can't we say that they don't hold of the heter of to be Mesayeya Bebeim, since anyway the Terutzim are arguing? The Beis Yosef himself says that Avada, they do agree to the heter to be Mesayeya Bebeim, but they didn't have to bring it, because since they said that you have to be careful not to be Eichiz Ba'ama, so the Beim is not Amma. So by saying that you shouldn't be Eichiz Ba'amma, is Nichlal that Siyua Bebeim is Mutter. The Beis Yosef is also bothered what happened to the heter of Biatusa. The Rambam and Tor don't bring the heter of Biatusa. On that he says in one teretz that since we're not Bekiyim in what the shir of Biatusa is, it's all tali in the Goyva Hagag and all what kind of a person he is. Some people are afraid even Bekoldehu. Some people are not afraid at all. So therefore, they didn't bring it. Va'odei shloimar, that since the Gemara gave other terutzim, so it's not klar that the heter is alts Biatusa. Maybe it's because one of the other reasons. So therefore, they didn't bring the heter of Biatusa, and he says that's why the Rosh at the beginning of Kalayad by us, Taka leaves out the heter of Biatusa. The Rif and Shabbos over there brings the heter of Biatusa, but the Rosh was mashmet it. So it's mashma that since we have these other terutzim, so Ken Zayn, we're Taka, the heter of Biatusa, they're Taka Chaylikon. So I, says the Beis Yosef, so how can we pass them like the other terutzim? Maybe the Tama Heter is not because of those reasons. It's because of Biatusa. So on that he says that since they are Memris of Amiroim, the other terutzim have Memris of Amiroim, so therefore we pass them like them. But the Smak in Simon Reish Sadi Beis, Taka says that when there's Biatusa, it's Mutter. So it's interesting, Lahalacha, the Mechaber Paskins in Simon Gimel, Sif Yudalid, Yizoher Shaloyecha is Ba'ama V'yashtin, Imloy Me'ataru Lamata, M'nei Shemaitzi Shichva Zera Levatala, Elim Kein Hu Nasui. So he brings the two Heterim of Me'ataru Lamata and Nasui, Umidas Chasidus Li Zoher Afilu HaNasui. There's a Midas Chasidus that even a Nasui should be Machmir. He, Beis Yosef, brings this B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina. And then he says in Sif Tesvav, Afilu Misha Einoi Nasui Mutter L'Sayeya Bebeim. But he does not bring the heter of Biatusa. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chavches says on this that there's a Midas Chasidus that even a Nasui should be Zahir. And then he says, B'Shem D'Artzei Sachayim, that V'im Oimid B'Mokim She'esh Lei Pachat Sh'lo Yipayl Ein LaHachmer B'Nasui Klal. That means when you have the Tziruth of Biatusa with Nasui, then you don't have to be Machmer on that Midas Chasidus that even a Nasui should not be Eichiz Ba'amasai Me'ataru Lemaila. The Mishnah Berurah brings in Sifkaton Chav Zayin that the heter of Nasui is only by someone that's pas besaloi ve'nitzrei teikvoi kol kach. But if his wife is a nida, or if he's on a trip and he's not with his wife, then it's aser. Next inyan. The Gemara says at the top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Omar Rav HaMekasha Atzmai Lodas Yehei Ben Nidui. Somebody that purposely brings himself Lidei Kishui Yehei Ben Nidui. Tosis says that it doesn't mean that he's automatically benidui. It doesn't mean that he's automatically benidui that Chazal put anyone that's mekasha atzmei ladas in nidui automatically. That someone that does that is menuda from the Chachamim. But rather it means that Beis Din is chayiv to put him in chayrim, and Tosis brings a raya from the Gemara in Kedushin that it says over there that if a person calls somebody else an Eved, Shamutei Mishamtinon Lei. Detanya HaKayre L'Chaveire Eved Yehei Benidui. So it's mashma that Yehei Benidui means Mishamtinon Lei. Yehei Benidui doesn't mean there's an automat. He's automatically Munuda from the Chachomim, but it means Beis Din is Chayiv to put him in Chayrim. However, the Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph, Mehilchas Yisurei Bia, Halacha Yudches says, Osir lohoitzi shechva zera levatala, lefikach lo yehei adam dashmi befnim mezoirem yivachutz, for lo yiso ketano sheino ruyo leileid. Agav, it's mashma in the Rambam, that the inin of lo yiso ketano sheino ruyo leileid is because it's considered shechva zera levatala. Unlike Rashi that says later on the Amud, that the inyan is because he's batal from Piriya Verivya Kol Yamei Katnusa. The Rambam is a Gvaldige Chiddush that even though he's doing it Derech Tashmish and she's his wife, it's still considered Zera Levatala. Aval Elu, Shemenafin Beyad, continues the Rambam, Sheumaitzian Shechva Zera, Loidai Lohem Shehu Isser Gadol Ela Sheoise Zeb Benidui Hu Yoishev. The Rambam's Lashon is Benidui Hu Yoshev. And the Magen Mishnah over there is Medayik from the Lashon HaRambam that Midivei Rabbeinu Nireh Shemasha Omru Yehei Benidui Shechachomim Nidu Kol Mi Sheyasekein. The Chachomim were Menada, whoever does that. But he brings that the Ramban brings from Taisvis that no, it's not that he's Memele Menuda, but that the Beis Din has a chiyuv to be menada him. However, the Rambam himself, in Hilchus Talmud Torah, in Perek Vav, Halacha Yudalid, says that al esrim barba dvarim menada nesa adam bein ish bein isha. There's 24 things that we are menada a person for. And one of them is, in Ois Chaf Aleph, the Rambam says, HaMekasha Atzmei Lodas. The Rambam over there is telling you the halachis of who Beis Din is menada, and the Rambam counts among them HaMekasha Atzmei Lodas. So the stipler in Mayed Katan Simon Hay brings the kasha that the Prisha in Evan Ezra Simon Chav Gimel asks on the Magen Mishnah that how could the Magen Mishnah say that there's an automatic nidui, but the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah says that we have to be menada him. So the Goyin over there in Evan Ezer, Simon Chav Gimel, Sivkaton Hay says that they're both true. That even though they're menudin me'atzmam, but still, now also, Beis Din has to be menada him. And he brings a mekar to such a musig from the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Lamed Beis Amed Beis, that even if afal pisha hu menuda mikvar, but still when he's not chayzer hadrinon umeshamtinon le. What's the hesber in such a thing? Says the stipler that the ikar point of nidui is in order to be ma'anish a person, to be mashbal him, ula'ayim olav, in order that through that he'll be nesairer to do tshuva. So avada, it's more of an oinish, an a'iyum, when we are lehedya menadahim, b'meyuchid, more than just the fact that he has an automatic nidui, a klolius dikin nidui that the chachamim put on anyone that does this. If Bezdin is menada him directly, so that will be kaifa him stronger to do tshuva. But still, on the other hand, it's not maspik with the fact that we are menada him, because many times people do their such a thing when nobody's looking. There's nobody that could be menada him b'mefurish. So therefore, Chazal, we're menada whoever is chayte in this avera, that al kopanim he should be menuda al yedei a nidui d'memela. So therefore, there's a tayales in both dinim. The stipler continues and says that l'das ha-rabam, that someone that's mashchiz zarei, rachmano litzlon, he's menuda memela. And in Shulchan Aruch and Avinu Ezer, Simon Chav Gimel, he also says, like the Lashon HaRambam, so he says that it's pashut that when Chazal were menad estam, so he's menuda kol yamei chayav until he has a hatara kedina on the nidui. And he says in the Reishas Chachma and Shara Kedusha at the beginning of Parak Yud Zayin, he says that Kemat, there was no one in his door, shenimlat mehaavein hamar hazeh. So the stipler, if this is what he said about his door, which was the door of the Beis Yosef and the Arizal, so what can we say about us? Kolshkein al deireinu dar yosem yasmi de yasmi, shalafizek kemat kol hatzibur kulay he menudim mipi chazal. V'imkein chayovim linoig v'chol echad v'echad dinei menudim. And you can't be mitzdarf la'asara l'chol davar shebekdusha. The stipler says le'motzinu yadenu v'ragleinu, according to the Rambam, and that's how it's gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch. So many people chayavim linag v'chol echad v'echad dinei menuda. So what's the eitza? So he says that a chiddush that va'olo al daiti loymar de shemo nidui shenidu chazal l'deiris haboyim achreim avur chatoyim yiduim loyhoyo el adsho sheyasu tshuva. It could be that it's only until the person does tshuva. But once a person does tshuva, it's nimcha loy v'hutar anidui. Even though by a nidui on a pratiyistik, a person b'meyuchid, the nidui doesn't go off, even if he did tshuva, until they're matter the nidui, like it's gepaskind in the Ramah in Yeridea Simon Shin Lamed Dalet Sifchav Dalet. However, he says that that's only when we are menada a person, but a menuda me'atzmai that the Chachamim put on the Deiris Haboyim, that's only until he does tshuva. And he says be'emes, even according to Shita Sataisvis, that he's not menuda memela, but rather it's a halacha that we have to put into cheirim. Anyone that's mekasha atzmei l'das, it's also tzarechin. Once, so now that we the Reishis Chachma was made, that kemat, the whole tzibur kuloi, are not leinitzlu me'avain zeh, so what happened to the chiv of Bezdin to put people in cheirim? So he says that it could be that there's no chiv to put someone in Chayrim only if we know Bibirer that he did the Avera. And since, when it comes to Mekasha Atzmei Ladas, there are a Mi'uta de Mi'uta of people that were not Chayte, so Memele, every person is Bisafik, and he also has a Cheskes Kashrus. And also, since it's Barer that the Menudim will not be Noyeg B'dinei Nidui Klal, so it's together a Davar Shein Atzivar Yochel Lamed Bay. And therefore, it's better that Bezdin is Noeg B'Sheva Al Taseh and not to put people in Chayrim for this. A Chiddush. Now, B'negeya, the Etzem Stirun, the Rambam, that Mitzadecho, the Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph, Milchus Yisurei Bio said that those that are Menafim B'Yadim, Eitzim Shechla Zera, So then, benidui hu yoshev, whereas the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Vav says that a mekasha atzmi ladas, we have to put him in chayrim. I was thinking of a pashat and mahalach, and I found that the Chochmas Bitzalel Taka says this, that the Rambam in Perek Chafal from Hilchos Yisurei Bio never said that a mekasha atzmi ladas is benidui hu yoshev. He only said this on Elu Shem Menafim Beyadu Meitzian Shichle Zera Levatala. In Halacha Yutes, he says, "V'chein osur lo adam sheyakasha atzmei lo das ayavi atzmei lidei hirer." But he didn't say on that benidui hu yoshev. Whereas the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah that says that bezin is menadin over there, he says mekasha atzmei lo das. So lechayer, that's a pasha to yishuv for the Rambam that the benidui hu yoshev, that chumra that is he's automatically menuda, is only if he's menafim biyad, he's meitzian shechazer levatala. But a mekasha atzmei ladas, bezin has to be menada him. Lemaisa, even though it's a yishuv for the Rambam, but you have to know where the mekar of the Rambam is. Our Gemara says, Amar Rav, mekasha atzmei ladas, yehei benidui. Where did the Rambam get these two different levels of benidui hu yoshev or beznim menada noisei? It's yodua from Rav Chaim Brisker that it's not enough to fa'em for the Rambam, but you also have to fa'em for how the Rambam learned the Gemara. Where did the Rambam get this from? In the Gemara. In the Gemara there's no zecher of such a chilek. But al kolponim, in the Lashon HaRambam, it is mashma that he's mechalik between menaf and biyad, umaitzin shechvat zera levatola, and Mikasha Atzmei Lodas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.